too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Husky 101.
You would have thought you wrote down every word. Goodbyes built out like it had been rehearsed. There ain't no point in trying to change your mind. Seems like you've got it all figured out. You're alright with the way this is going down. Don't tell me we could still be friends, hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do, it won't. Till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song, I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, you really believe that's the truth? You never loved me like I loved you. By the way you're talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. If you think I could look across the bar, see you in someone else's arms, and I need you, who do you think you are? Trying to tell me we could still be friends, hang out on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do, it won't be. Forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song, I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, if you really believe that's the truth, you never love me like I love it. You always told me you never leave me. You said I was your one and only.
So what makes you think I wanna hear you say
we could still be friends? No, I don't wanna be friends. Stop telling me, stop telling me, that we can still be friends, hanging on the weekends. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song, I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, you really believe that's the truth? Never loved me like I loved you. Never loved me like I loved you. Never loved me like I loved you.
Brett Young here on WHSM, Like I Loved You. Toby Keith started the hour. Brett's keeping it going. We'll hear from Brooks and Dunn, Dylan Scott, and Alabama before we dive into football. Every day here on Muskie Country, the 4 o'clock hour is the football hour. Little bit of Packers today, but mostly other teams. Just a little bit from around the league here in the pre-draft lull. Here's Red Dirt Road, Brooks and Dunn on Muskie Country. Muskie 101.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know life at both ends, that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much, in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners. Life at both ends of that red dirt road. I went out into the world and I came back in. I lost Mary, oh, I got her back again. Driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music.
Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Good people in a back row pew. Good dirt that the corn grows through. Good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back. Can't explain it, all oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too.
Kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew. Roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on. Wednesday evening, mama's waiting by the phone.
It rings, but it's not his voice. It seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on. Mama and the children will be waiting up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming with a ring. When mama asked him to bring daddy home, and when the call came in, it was daddy on the other end, asking her if she had been a singing the song, singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home, roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do, and roll on 18-wheeler. Back home, roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do, and roll on 18-wheeler, roll on,
roll on,
18-wheeler here on WHSM Muskie Country. Dylan Scott first with This Town's Been Too Good to Us. We're taking a look at the NFL today. You might notice that, there's a lot of rumors floating around about Aaron Rodgers. Today, they're especially inflated. I'll tell you straight up that I have yet to see a confirmed report of a deal with the Steelers, but Rodgers has apparently been spending the entire day in Pittsburgh, and as I understand it, Pittsburgh has made him an offer, and they're basically just waiting for him to decide. This is a completely different feel to a couple seasons ago when Rodgers was mulling playing for the Packers or leaving for somewhere else, or I think actually at the time the question was, will he play for the Jets or will he retire? And there was kind of this third love triangle option of returning to the Packers that was never really going to happen. Well, today it's just kind of quietly, Aaron Rodgers is hanging out in Pittsburgh. They said they've made an offer. He hasn't said anything. So we're clearly well past the age where people are willing to dote on Aaron Rodgers. Nobody's future hinges on him the way the Jets seemed to a couple years ago. And boy, I think we're better off. Now, like I mentioned, you might actually see a confirmed report. I may have seen that confirmed report and I'm just trusting it a little less. I'll tell you what, after a year of digging through NFL info, it's incredible what you'll see 100% confirmed that didn't turn out to be the case whatsoever. So, like I said, leaving room for me to be wrong by like an hour. I just haven't trusted these most recent sets of tweets. I did see one that said he signed, but I didn't see a second one. So check it out. Do you see? Do you Google it quickly. I'm going to do it with you. We'll talk about it later during the afternoon show here on WHSM. More football later this hour. Weather up next after this.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. And now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months on select compact tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Stop by to see the full line of Kubota products at Bar H Implement in Stone Lake or visit online BarHIMP.com. That's BarHIMP.com.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on whsm.com/contest-terms. Muskie 101.
Except a loud party crowd drinking too much beer. So baby, tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine? Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair, and I can take it from there. Yeah, I can take it from there. I'm gonna put an old record on Conway Twitty. Yeah, girl, I'd love to lay you down. Kill the ringer on the telephone. Gonna stop loving you till the candle burns out. Oh, there it is, that little smile of yours. Come on, baby, what you waiting for? Grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair, and I can take it from there. And that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair, and I can take it from there. I can take it from there. I can take it from there.
They have a really good variety.
Your country, now, online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. The diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain he's ever sold. But he's still holding on. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls a plow across the ground. Another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath,
for him. On his knees every night he prays, please let my crops and children grow, 'cause that's all he's ever known. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls the plow across the ground and sends up another prayer.
Muskie 101.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. And we'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. Thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights. Those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy, loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights. Those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
Dominion here on WHSM. We're in the middle of five in a row, in the middle of the 4 o'clock hour. That means in the middle of talking football too. A little news from around the NFL coming up soon after two more country songs on Muskie Country. we're going to talk about what the heck is going on the West Coast right now. A powerhouse team is floundering a little bit. People talking about a smart GM doing weird things this offseason. Frankly, I'm confused that people are confused because it's a smart guy doing smart things. I'll tell you who and what after Martina McBride. I love you on WHSM. And really, I do.
One that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
Man, I've been working too hard. 10-hour days and I'm tired. Damn, this knuckle busted. Backbreaking, no paying job. Know where I'm going from here. Hot-headed women, cold beer. Kick up my heels for a little while and do it country style. In my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Hey y'all, I'm going out with my boots on. How I keep catching her eye, man, I keep wondering why. Ain't nothing special about her. Aw, shucks, country boy. Lord, she's sure looking good, like something from Hollywood. She got me thinking that I just might leave here with her tonight. In my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Hey, we'll be right back.
Boots On, Randy Houser on WHSM, Muskie 101, Martina McBride, I Love You before that one, finishing five in a row in the middle of the 4 hour. We're talking about football as we do every 4 o'clock hour here on WHSM's afternoon show. The big news, at least on a relatively quiet day, is more of a question than a statement. The question being, what is John Lynch doing in San Francisco? Or zooming out further, what is San Francisco doing? I was pretty happy to see John Lynch respond quite cynically to some questions from reporters about this recently. He gave a statement to the effect of, there's this thing called the draft. Which, of course, we know well. The draft is April 24th, just over a month away. It's in Green Bay this year, but of course, Lynch was referring to the fact that he's not just letting everything go. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, you might have noticed or not that the 49ers recently have let a lot of players leave, either through trades or through releases or through simply not extending their contracts. And the 49ers for the last decade or so, even further back than that, I will say, back to 2010, so maybe the last 15 years or so, have been a bit of a somewhere between a powerhouse and a reasonable contender with a few off years. Remember Nick Mullins and the Trey Lance saga? So there were a couple off years, but by and large, the 49ers have not been spending time the way they're spending it now, letting people leave. The fact is, though, that the leadership of the team remains the same. So it's confusing to me that people aren't trusting them. John Lynch, the GM of the 49ers, is a very smart front office executive. Basically, everything that's happening has to do, most of all, with Brock Purdy, their quarterback, who they drafted a few years ago as the last guy drafted in the entire draft. The further down in the draft you are, the cheaper you are. So when Brock Purdy was way better than anybody expected, it was a really cool opportunity for the 49ers to use the money they would have spent on a quarterback of that skill most of the time to instead surround him with talent that thus makes the whole team better. It's an opportunity when a rookie quarterback is really good, specifically because they're cheap. That's it. Full stop. Use the money elsewhere, surround him with more talent, get a lot of wins. And the 49ers have been doing that for a few seasons now. It's kind of fair to say that Brock Purdy being cheap is why they were able to afford players like Christian McCaffrey a couple seasons ago. But Purdy's contract has expired or is going to soon, and therefore it's time for them to negotiate about how much money he's going to make a year. If you're not familiar, and you probably are, but just in case, there's a limited amount of money that teams can use for salaries in a given year. That's what salary cap means. You can only spend $200 and some million total on players this year, period. So more here, less there. You got to get under that limit. And Brock Purdy just went from something like $10 million a year to over $50 million a year. That's why everybody's going. The 49ers now have to enter into a different phase of the same game they've been playing. They basically are now paying for the order they placed 5 years ago. This is how the system works. John Lynch is still a smart guy. Kyle Shanahan is still a brilliant offensive mind and a good head coach. I expect the 49ers to pop right back up, if in a slightly different form, still strong, still contenders. That's the early stages of a rebuild while still trying to cling to a quarterback who will give you hope throughout that rebuild process. That's enough football for me today, though, here on WHSM. Tune in Monday for an update on what we found over the weekend. Aaron, sign a contract, please. I'm tired of talking about you. Check out the weather coming up next here on Muskie 101.
Muskie 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A recent report released by Insurify found that Wisconsin drivers have the second highest rate of receiving speeding tickets in the country. According to the report, nearly 8% of drivers in the state have at least one speeding ticket on their record, trailing only North Dakota at nearly 9%. Experts say the data may not be a commentary on drivers in the state as much as targeted enforcement efforts conducted by law enforcement authorities. They also say the state's roads are generally kept in good condition, which could contribute to speeding. As the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court election draws near, even more money is flowing into a race that's already seen tens of millions in spending in support of both candidates. According to an Axios report, one of Elon Musk's political action committees is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition opposing what they call activist judges. While the group has no way to verify who a petition signer ends up voting for, it will get access to their contact information and be able to connect with them again in the future. One of the largest firearm manufacturers in the United States will be relocating their entire manufacturing operation to Wisconsin. Henry Repeating Arms plans to relocate to a newly expanded state-of-the-art headquarters in Rice Lake with two additional facilities in Ladysmith. Company officials say they're also working on opening up a third facility in Ladysmith over the summer. Their current manufacturing operations are run out of Bayonne, New Jersey. Officials say the transition will allow them to increase production and improve collaboration. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Superior on Thursday, meeting with area veterans to hear about their concerns. In a roundtable at the Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center, Governor Evers highlighted his budget proposal and the investments aimed at helping Wisconsin's veterans. Those investments include things like expanding mental health care access, promoting affordable housing, and providing property tax relief for veterans. The proposals come as veterans express concerns over potential cuts to programs at the federal level. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and colder tonight, a low of 5 to 10 above. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, highs 35 to 40. Then areas of snow with a little rain mix Saturday night, continuing on into Sunday. The wind picks up as well. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Musky 101. Musky 101.
Darling, this time
let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Keith Whitley here on WHSM. That was Don't Close Your Eyes. And so we finished the 4 o'clock hour talking a lot of football, which we'll do again on Monday, give you some updates on what happens this weekend, and I'm sure there will be some decent news. Hopefully Rodgers will settle or retire. But coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking about history. Earlier we mentioned what today is about. Well, let's look at today's date, but in years past. Look at 2006 and 1994 for a rather cynical look, I'll admit, at this day in history. Coming up next hour on Muskie Country, Muskie 101.
Won't you come roll with me, slow, fast, full speed, girl, wherever sweet time takes us, hang with me down this old road, only God knows where we'll go, don't matter long as I've got your
shotgun rider beside me, singing to the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Slide, slide over nice and close. Lay your head down on my shoulder. You can fall asleep by.
I turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. They asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years as they're in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like you looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when you hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years as they're in bed. And you're praying God takes you instead.
trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't wait. So I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it easy. And this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap. And you wake up and you're 25. And your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years there in bed. And you pray God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't. Life goes faster than you think.
The most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
From an airplane window, it's always sunny up above the clouds. She's got a mouth full of innuendo, but she makes it sound innocent somehow. Those hungry eyes can't be denied. Take me to church, show me the light. Straight masterpiece, way out of my league. Yeah, but I'm gonna hold her like a trophy tonight. She's decorating my car, so she'll be breaking my heart. She's too out of all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. Thank you. I got a tiger by the tail. I'll just smile when she sings her teeth in. She'll leave a scar in a story to tell. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free. Under the table, she might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. Moment. She's decorating my car, soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be a beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied.